Alex and Flick on Hit 91.9.
We are music experts. If you listen to, by that I mean we just listen to a lot of it.
Yeah.
Surely.
Often in the background.
Surely. On Bendigo's Hit 91.9, we play the best of both worlds, the old stuff and the new stuff. And yesterday we heard the brand new music from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Now, it's been a while between drinks.
Oh, it has. It's been a little bit of a while. And so we're excited to hear this new music. Oh. You're like, oh, yeah.
I don't mind it.
Feels familiar.
It does.
It feels familiar.
Deja vu whilst I'm listening to this song.
I'm getting yes, some severe flashbacks. And why is that? Well, if you jump ahead to perhaps the cincher of the deal for 30 Seconds to Mars, this is the chorus.
I like it.
The song's called Walk on Water. Yeah, it's so familiar.
It does.
Oh.
Same damn song, just different words.
I mean, look, as soon as you add oh into a chorus, you know you're going to be up for some scrutiny, you know? But this is so
similar.
It does
sound very similar.
Mm. Okay, so here's the conspiracy theory. Imagine Dragons. Do you ever see them in the same room as 30 Seconds to Mars? Oh!
This is your conspiracy. I love a good conspiracy.
Yep, just get behind it. Start that blog.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to be about very upset. Let's just have a chat with the kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, hey?
Oh, don't.
They're going to make a fortune. Don't. They won't have to work again.
Oh, my God. Apparently 6 years too long is how long Australian men are holding on to their underwear for. I mean, it's financially a great idea because according to studies, you're meant to hold on to them for 12 months. But if you get a nice pair at Christmas, just wear them less, surely. Just wear them less.
Depends. I think it depends on what rotation they're on as well.
What brand? What cotton percentage? Oh, I'm sure there's a lot more to this.
There's a lot more factors that come into it than after 12 months, chuck them out.
But we can all agree 7 years is quite some time for some undies. So 30, 12, 16, dive your partner in. Do they hold on to their underwear for way too long?
Lisa, have you got someone that's guilty of this?
My ex-husband was feral for this. Like, they had holes just under the elastic and just holes everywhere, and they were thin, like, I don't even know how thin you'd say. It wouldn't be like paper. It was worse.
If you were to put them up to your face, I mean, heaven forbid, could you see through them?
Well, not that I'd put them anywhere near my face, but yes, definitely.
If you were to trust yes, what was like in there.
If you were hung them on the line, it was like a skylight.
So they just slowly dissolve.
Yes. Yeah. It was that stage where you were afraid to wash them for falling apart into
They were environmentally friendly, yes.
Yes, okay, good, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
I can see why that was an ex.
I feel sorry for him, actually. Like, what happens, he's out one day, he got a bit sweaty, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, it's just completely given way.
Just fell through the trouser leg, and it's just traipsing behind him.
Oh, thanks for your call,
Lisa.
That's
the risky run, isn't it?
Gary, tell us, you're not dubbing someone in, you're dubbing yourself in.
Yeah, generally I think 12 months is a good average to, you know, do a changeover. But, you know, I usually wait until the elastic's sort of really loose and you've, you know, got to tie it up to make a bit of a band at the front.
Oh, my God.
Or until I have a blowout, really.
You tie the band up. That's Gary. Come on.
No, Gary, I love that.
Your jocks are not meant to have a drawstring.
We are putting on an on-ice spectacular. These school holidays, it's Frozen Wonderland. It's coming to Bendigo. We're doing an opening ceremony. And I'm the director, producer, stagehand.
Oh, you're stagehand as well. Great. I'm cool not to do that job.
And I want to be Mulg Bill in the performance. I want the lead role. We are doing the Banjo Patterson poem, Mulg Bill's Bicycle.
There is a minor role. There's a major role as the narrator. We will need to cast that. And as well, there is a minor role as the bike salesperson.
Oh, God.
Well, you've just assumed that you get the lead, and I just want to go to a vote and just see what the people want. I'm not saying that's binding. I'm just seeing if that influences you at well.
Sally voted you. Tegan, who do you vote for as Mulg Bill?
I vote for you, Flick.
Yes! All right, split down the middle.
I feel like you have the pizzazz for the leading role.
I do have jazz hands. Yes.
I'm not laughing too.
I
think Jane would make a good narrator. She reminds me of, you know, a storyteller.
Yeah, she's got great diction.
And you could clearly sell bikes, Alex. I mean, come on.
I could just be a tree. Could I? I'll just be the tree that he runs into.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. All right, so it's split down the middle. We'll have to make the decision today, Tegan. Thank you for your vote. It has been influential. It's 50-50. Who will play Mulga Bill? Perhaps we can audition.
I feel a bit betrayed by Tegan.
We need someone to actually hear our auditions. And we've got to... But the thing is, Mulga Bill doesn't really say much, so we'll have to...
We probably need to really work this out by today because we do need to start rehearsing.
Yeah. I mean...
That's a lot last minute.
I mean, Chicago wasn't produced in a day, you know. Oh, we do not think these things ahead. You're a new mum. You've been a mum. And this is still going to give you nightmares. You've woken up this morning and you might be feeding right now, listening to Alex and Flick thinking, hey, guys, distract me. No, not for a minute. We want to talk about breastfeeding because this is the most horrific thing if you're a breastfeeding woman to hear.
I'm not, so shocking, I know. Looks like I am currently.
Sorry about the wheeze, but whenever you bring up lactating Alex, it's pretty funny. So... This is the most shocking news headline. Ready? Indian doctors remove 7 teeth, fully grown teeth, from a 1-month-old infant.
How? What?
Yep.
Was it? Whoa.
Fully grown. Now, when I say fully grown, I mean baby teeth, but still. Ooh, sharp. Ooh, ooh. The only reason that they extracted them because the woman went, hey, it's been quite difficult to breastfeed. No joke. You reckon? You poor woman. You've been gnawed at.
It's quite damaged. She just goes to the doctor and her one of her boobs just completely been bitten off. It's like, is this normal?
No, darling. You poor, sweet woman. That's not okay. You've been treated like a corn on the cob, and that's not.
And they
cool.
just look at the baby. He's like,
little Nasher here. He has to get his teeth removed. Does he always make that noise? Yes, it helps him settle. Sorry, I sound so ugly today. I sound ugly.
You sound like the kind of like what I imagine the baby would sound like going for its mama's.
It's been a big, big, big overnight for tech nerds. Tech nerds of Australia and the world in general.
I tell you what, there's people that love Apple products and they just, I think their life revolves around the actual release of anything Apple, like whether it be the watch, whether it be the new Mac, whether it be the new iPhone. And that's exactly what's happened overnight in America. They've announced a new iPhone, Felicity.
They have this press conference once a year. Well, it
seems like every couple of weeks.
It's more like a TED talk. Yeah, it does. It's a TED talk, pretty much. It's the Apple launch of the new products. Now, iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. There's no S model at all available this coming
this
year.
This round.
But there is a special edition one, Alex. So yes. Let's talk about it.
Now, this is where we got a bit confused here because it reads iPhone X.
Well, yes.
We are wrong.
Wrong because it's actually pronounced as a Roman numeral to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. It's iPhone 10. I know what you're thinking, but didn't you, Alex, like you just said iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. How do we jump to 10? Well, that's why they put it in an X. It's different.
It's
different.
But it's not because now what? Like, how does 9 feel?
9's got to look like a piece of crap because it's wrong. I don't know. A few other things we've gotten rid of. No more home button. So, you know, look at your iPhone now. And you've got a big round button at the bottom.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's going to be a tap-tap system and also Face ID unlocking.
I feel like there's going to be problems with the facial recognition stuff.
The thing is, well, of course, there's going to be problems with all of it. But when you're at these events, people don't care. People do not care if there's problems. They literally woo-hoo at freaking everything.
All they hear is new Apple product. The rest they tune out to, they just clap like robots.
For example, you can mention anything, and this is legitimate audience reaction from people at the Apple launches.
Good morning!
Apple Watch. Pokemon Go. Apple Watch. Ceramic. Nike Plus, iPhone.
I only pressed snooze twice this morning.
I paid my council rates in full and on time.
I've managed to get through life without accidentally fathering a child. Thank you.
I like that. last one was pretty impressive.
Whether it's a supermarket, it's a clothing store, furniture shop, or a chemist, some people just aren't made to interact with retail assistants.
Is it because of they feel pressured? Like they feel like they're being, you know, a sales pitch to them?
Yeah, or they just like to fend for themselves.
Okay.
You know? And
So people say, can I give you a hand with anything? Yeah, they're like, ah, no.
No, well, sometimes I'm assuming that they're all like aggressive or rude. It's just that sometimes they're just like, oh, no, I'm okay, thank you. And they genuinely just like being on their own, not interacting. I'm not that person, by no means. I will talk to anything, anyone.
I can go either way.
Hey, that's nice. You've got flexibility there.
I'm versatile, yeah.
See, I'm that way, that I have to speak to people. Tom is the opposite, and that's how we work as a husband-wife, you know, partnership.
So you pick up the convo and he browses.
Yep, absolutely. And I'll start talking to someone and he will wander off. And I think that might be why he doesn't particularly interact as much as I do, because
You've picked up the slack, yeah.
But the other day he had to go out for me and grab some things because I was quite sick. And I needed some medication. He knows to get me butter menthols because I don't
sick
like
with a cold.
Yeah, with a cold. Yeah. Sorry.
Sounded terminal.
Did it really? Oh God, sorry. I was sick with a cold, and he went to get me butter menthols and some cold and flu stuff. So he went to the chemist to get me the pseudoephedrine cold and flu stuff because when it comes to me, let's just go. I don't have any reactions with it. It does the good stuff for me, I can cope, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know it's not for everyone, but I would like that, just to get it done. So we went to the chemist and went to the dispensary, where you actually have to go, because it's an over-the-counter medication, but you have to get it approved. And he got asked for his license, which happens every time, because they have a directory where they have to apply that you're...
Of course, yeah.
Otherwise, people, you know...
Could bulk buy
and be making methamphetamines in their backyard, which has happened in the past, hence we got the system. I don't think when they created the system, they were thinking Tom was going to do this. They just need it to be universal, you know? That doesn't stop him feeling like he's
breaking the law.
He's like, do they think I'm making drugs at home? Like, darling, look at me. You're wearing a navy blue suit, carrying an Oraton umbrella, and you've got a dashingly marvellous moustache. If you're making methamphetamines, then Breaking Bad was a very inaccurate TV show, wasn't it?
No, I'm watching him. No, I'm watching you, Tom.
Hang on a minute, what are you doing in the shed? He did not. No.
I know, but
he felt like he was a crim.
I know, he's not the only one that's like, license? Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
They're calling the poll.
My wife's sick. They're like, yes, we know. We just need it. I promise you, she's sick. I'll get her on the phone. Yes, sir. Just take them. Hit 91.
Take them away, boys.
14th of September, a day on the calendar to remember. It is Are You Okay Day, a day that more than 80% of Australians know about. That's good. Awareness is pretty important.
I'm pretty sure, I reckon within the next couple of years, 100% will know. Flick. It is. It's a day that gets bigger and bigger each year.
One out of four Australians that do know about it will participate in some way or another, but that number should grow.
Definitely needs
it to be more. What is Are You Okay Day? How can you get involved? How can you be part of that one in four that actually do? To tell us more, we've got Meg Bennett, Senior Clinician at Headspace Bendigo.
Meg. Morning, Meg. How are you?
G'day, guys. Yeah, really well. Thank you.
Fantastic. And are you okay?
Yeah, I'm going pretty well this morning. I just had a good porridge feed, so
there you go.
Ready to start the day. Yeah.
Is it as simple as that, Meg? Is that what Are You Okay Day is about?
Yeah. Look, Are You Okay Day is, you know, whatever people want it to be, really. You know, it's a fantastic day to create awareness about mental health and, you know, to also check in on people that are close to us or in our support networks. And, you know, it's a really quite simple idea, really, when you think about just asking, you know, are you okay and what's been going on? But the fact that it can give someone the opportunity and chance to really share how they're feeling and, you know, it really might help them. So it's just fantastic the impact it can have.
Now, obviously, you know, it's great that there is a day dedicated to this, but the message isn't just to wait for this specific day. It is something that, you know, you need to sort of watch your co-workers, your friends, your family, and ask them throughout the year or whenever you think, you know, maybe they're not okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alex. You know, it's a great day to raise that awareness, but, yeah, we want to continue this on every day. And, yeah, we want to encourage people, if they're not feeling okay, you know, maybe go see your GP, connect with a local service, whether that is Headspace Bendigo, Bendigo Community Health Services or any other services in your area. You know, there's no shame in reaching out for that support. And, yeah, just connecting to your own support network is, yeah, a really good way to go about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, in my case, Meg, I'm very lucky to have the support I do. I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression when I was 14, and part of that is ongoing counselling and making sure that people do check in with me. But for other people, it might just be getting something off your chest. It doesn't have to be about an ongoing mental health issue. It might be something that's troubling people that's just fleeting and they just need to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Just getting something off their chest so it doesn't build up, and, you know, learning how to use our own strategies to sort of self-soothe and get things off our chest is a really fantastic way to look after ourselves. And, yeah, whether it is, you know, if you've had a bad day, you know, try go for a walk, clear your head or talk to someone or, you know, treat yourself, have a hot bath or, yeah, just them general self-care tips are always good as well.
Yeah. Meg, thank you so much. What's Headspace up to today? Doors open? People can come in?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So we've got some staff on site and, yeah, more than happy for people to come in. They might not get an appointment today, but we'd definitely be willing to have a chat and see how we can best help. And we'll also have some staff out and about at some schools and also La Trobe University. So should be a really good day and, yeah, quite busy, I'd say.
Fantastic. Meg Bennett.
Thank you very much, Meg.
From Headspace Bendigo. I must point out, as well as, you know, Headspace being a youth-oriented group where they do help with young people, if you are a young person, there's stuff you can do for others in different demographics as well, because if you look at the older generation, particularly grandparents and people of that age who might have just lost someone or, you know, might be doing it tough being alone, that's a good chance to check in with them as well and ask them if they're okay. Because, yeah, I think we're getting better at this conversation, but we do need to think about those that weren't there, but that weren't there when this conversation started.
Definitely, yeah. No one is immune to this, Flick. So
absolutely,
it can happen to anyone.
It's Are You Okay Day. Make sure you just ask the question, and if you need any more resources, check the Are You Okay Day Facebook page. And if you yourself want to reach out, 13 11 14 is the number, 24/7, free access to Lifeline.
Are You Okay Day.
91.9, T-minus 1 week until opening night and
it's
closing.
Quick, hasn't it?
And closing night, as it happens, because
it's just the one show.
Literally one night only. We are doing the performance, the opening spectacular for Frozen Wonderland, real ice skating and tobogganing these school holidays in Bendigo.
We are using the term spectacular very loosely, but you know what?
You can't see air quotations on radio. All right? But we are doing the opening special, and we thought, you know, I do have that performing arts degree that I don't use.
Oh, don't you use it, Flick, because I tell you what, it's been brilliant for you. What a heck step. Worth every penny.
Worth every penny. but it's been a while, and I'm a bit rusty. So we thought we'd chat to someone who is an expert on the Australian stage scene.
Knows almost as much as you do after your training.
Off the back of a run of playing Jesus. Yes, that Jesus.
That's a big role.
The big JC in Jesus Christ Superstar, and currently touring with Putting on the Ritz. It's none other than Rob Mills.
Morning,
joins
Millsy.
Us.
Morning, how you doing, mate?
Morning, guys. Yeah, in WA, enjoying a very early coffee at a little cafe. I can't believe they're even open, but thank you.
Good on them.
Getting my caffeine.
Are they? Wait, see, what happens in... You're from Victoria. Do they get the wake up Perth jokes? Like, they don't get it, do they?
No, they don't get it. But they do charge you $6 for coffee, so that's great.
Isn't it still like July over there or something?
Mate, it's been beautiful over here. I mean, Bendigo was quite nice last week when I was in Bendigo. But this is... The sun is out, guys.
Oh, it's,
all right, well, it's cold as hell here,
you know,
Rob.
It's been a while here, yeah. Millsy, come on.
Now, Rob, you just heard a little bit of what's happening within a week's time. And
spectacular,
we're...
spectacular is what I heard.
Yes, thank you.
Exactly right.
No air quotations.
So what are you singing? Are you acting, dancing? What is this?
We've hit a bit of a curveball. We are doing a performance of Mulga Bill's Bicycle, the Banjo Patterson Classic, yeah, which is out of copyright date as well, so we can't infringe anything there.
Well done.
Thank you. That was well thought ahead on my behalf. But Alex and I have hit a bit of a roadblock where we can't actually decide who gets the lead role. When?
Actually, no, before you go on, let me just run this by you, Millsy.
Flick... You're a week out, you don't know who's the lead.
Okay, not, yeah, well, we do things a little bit differently here. Flick is directing it and producing it and pretty much everything it, and she just immediately assumed that that meant she got the lead role. And I said, whoa, hold up, I don't think that's how it works. What are your thoughts on that?
I feel like there's a movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman is directing Jesus Christ Superstar, and he directs it and plays Judas and Jesus. Like, I feel like that's what's going on here. Look, sometimes the director has a vision.
Yeah.
Sometimes the director is deluded and needs to take a step back.
But, we can't work out which one we're dealing with.
Can we all
here?
Agree that Philip Seymour Hoffman was a brilliant actor? I mean...
Yeah. He was amazing.
He was amazing, so...
Look, it's up to you guys. I think, if anything, what we do is, in the professional game, is we just do paper, scissors, rock. That's usually how we decide.
Yeah. Do you do that on the night? Because that's sort of what we were thinking. On Friday, we'll just pull a name out of the hat, and that's who we play.
Yeah, you both learn it, and then on the night.
Because
yeah.
I was under the assumption, Millsy, that for Jesus Christ Superstar, you'd learnt both Jesus and Judas's role.
And Mary.
And you rock, paper, scissors as a team to make sure you knew who was playing what.
You weren't cast as pretty Jesus. Much. You just landed
every
on your
night.
Feet.
Every night was different.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that's how professionals do it as well, Alex. Millsy, we're going to come back to you.
Catching up with Rob Mills, though, and he is a star of the stage. He's just finished Jesus Christ Superstar, and he was the lead.
Yeah, but he knew about it well before time, which is surprising.
Yes and no.
Very surprising. But, Millsy, we want to know, before you go on stage, you're getting ready to play the role of a lifetime. How do you amp yourself up? How do you get into the character of Jesus Christ?
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard of this little thing called power posing. So power posing is where you ground yourself. I like to take my shoes off, get feel the stage, you know, with my feet. And, strike a pose, kind of like you've seen the Matilda posters, that musical that's been going around.
I was just that actually kind of doing pose.
Yep, doing that pose, or even with your arms spread out to the ceiling, almost like you're doing a star jump, but just on the ground, mm-hmm. and your arms spread wide, just really breathing deep into the diaphragm. You really want to get that diaphragm working, guys.
Flick's
deep breaths.
Yeah. She's breathing on me. Yeah.
And I'm power posing so hardcore
right now. Power posing, breathe, yeah, and that'll help channel that, those... I suppose that stage fright into adrenaline for you.
And also that, you know, nervousness, am I going to be in this play or not? Because we won't know until the night.
Am I stagehand or lead role? Yeah. Okay, now, we did mention that this is on an ice skating rink, so that power pose and deep breathing seems to be a lot concentrating whilst on ice.
You're going to need a lot of core stability as well.
Also, just before we do let you go...
First you'll end up in the splits, mate. So.
Oh, there'll be some stitches.
Almost willing to stand down from Mulga Bill's role. But when you do a show like this, what's your rehearsal time? Because we haven't started rehearsing yet. I figured it's sort of a last-minute sort of thing. Where do you think we stand with that?
If I was your audience right now, I'd be like, I'm not going to see this.
Millsy, don't worry, they're not paying. They're not paying,
it's
all
free.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Not paying. Okay, oh, you've been trying it on, free concert. Oh, it's Bendigo. Everyone will be there.
Yeah.
I love free concert. I'd be there if I was in the same state.
Oh, my God, we're going to use that for the poster, by the way, Millsy.
I'd be there if I was in the same state, Rob Bell.
Yes!
And it was free.
and it was free. When we usually do a show, it's anywhere from... Jesus Christ Superstar was probably the quickest rehearsal period I've ever had. That was 2 weeks. But usually we get anywhere from 4 to 6. But yeah, we had to learn everything we had to be off book, as they say, by the time we got to the studio.
And I guess Flick's got that uni course that she did, so I guess we're probably a little step up from Jesus Christ Superstar, hence we only need the 1 week.
Oh yeah,
and there's only one role.
You're a step ahead of me. I never went to college to study. I've learned on the job. So you are ahead of me.
No, I'm not, Millsy. I've got a big debt against my name. It's not worth it. Thank you so much, star of the stage, Rob Mills, putting on the Ritz currently.
Opening, closing night. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks, Millsy.
Alex and Flick, weekday mornings from 6. Bendigo's Hit 91.9.